Go ahead and open your Bibles, Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9, verse 23. We're going to look at one verse here, one verse. And I'm going to try to pull on something here. It's just kind of how God started working here. I don't know. It's just working on me. And I hope that you get a challenge. I hope it works in your life and challenge you. But it's just something that it's just been a blessing to me. In Luke chapter 9, verse 23, I was kind of teaching this in Sunday school class. It says, "And he said unto them, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross daily and follow me." And I want to notice that he says, take up the cross daily. If you would, if you don't have to, I can turn to Mark chapter 8. I just want to show you something here. Verse 34, Mark 8 references the same passage here. In Mark chapter 8, verse 34, it says, "And when he had called the people unto him with the disciples also, he said unto them." You notice he called the people and the disciples. And look here, he leaves that portion out what Mark was showing, but it's the people and disciples. He's calling all of them together. And he makes a statement, "If any man will come after me, will he deny himself?" He's me, "Let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me." I want to talk to you this evening about struggling with self. Struggling with self. Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord God, I ask you to bless the reading of your word, Father. I ask you to challenge our hearts. Lord, now I ask you to cleanse me, Father God, and make me a vessel to be used of you and to be honored and receive honor and glory in this preaching hour and in this teaching, Father. Father, I ask you to fill me your power, Holy Spirit, Lord, because I cannot proclaim it, your unction without you, Father, helping me to proclaim your word that has challenged people's heart, Father. Now, Father, deal with our hearts. Help us take these truths and help us make some decisions of what we need to do in our life to be more conformed and more like you, Lord, and overcome these struggles in our life, Father. And Lord, people are hurting, people are struggling, Lord, and we each have a situation we're dealing with in our lives, Father. Help us to settle our minds and kind of focus on you, Lord, and your word, and speak to us, Lord, and meet with us tonight, Father. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, this is what we're going to have to do. It's Wednesday Sunday night. Every time the preacher drinks water, you got to say amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you. Brother King?
Amen.
I'm telling you. I'll be up here preaching, y'all just looking at me like a calf looking at a new gate. Amen. You heard that saying, brother? Well, you got an Alabama preacher. You're going to hear all kinds of sayings. Now, let's be serious for a second before the Holy Spirit runs out of here now. Struggles with ourself here. And look at this verse, and he said in Luke 9:23, and he says, "If many come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross daily and follow me." Now, what do you do with this verse? Really? It's a challenging verse in your life. And he's telling the disciples and the people there, make a decision. You look at Luke chapter 14, it says this, verse 26, 27, 33, you know, turn to it, but he gives them like the three cannots. You don't hate your mother and your father and your wife or yourself. Also, he says, you cannot be my disciple. Or he does not bear the cross and come after me, cannot be my disciple. Or forsake not all that hath, he cannot be my disciple. I mean, that's a challenging thought. To be followers of Christ, we have to overcome this struggle of self in our life. Paul had to deal with it. Disciples had to deal with it. It's a law of self-denial. We have to deny our own selves and our own desires and our own wills. It's basically Christianity 101. I mean, really, if I was to have a discipleship with a new Christian, this is kind of stuff you kind of deal with, but yet we struggle with this every day in our lives. And I was kind of teaching this in a Sunday school class, and it just kind of challenged me because I wish I could get more in depth in it because there's so much in here we need to pull out. The thing is, we're not living it like we ought to live it. And we need to overcome. But the first thing we have to deal with in our decisions, are we willing to go and die to self daily? Not just, okay, I die today and I'll worry about next week. It's every day I wake up, I'm going to die to my own self. Not to my own will, my own desires. Daily. Every day I got to make this decision. Number one is basically the whole key thing is a choice. Look at the first part, it says he speaks, if any man will come. It's a condition. It's a choice you have to make. The problem is we struggle with this. Have you heard of the Harvey team or you heard of Code Blue? You know, when you hear they have a cold blue, and then all of a sudden the nurses and doctors starts running because the patient is not breathing, heart stop, and you can sit there and you may say a prayer for the family or the person in situation, or give doctors wisdom and you pray for them. But you ever think about when you try to die to self, the devil sends a cold blue, a heart routine at you, and he sends all he's doing to bring that old man back to life. Because we're trying to die to self, and he calls his team to stop. Because he doesn't want us to die to self. He wants us to be like he is, a rebellious people. You think about the people that you read about, they died, and then the doctors, you can see like the old movies, they die and they put the sheet over. You know what I'm saying? They write the time, he's dead at 3:33 or whatever it is. 15 minutes later, he starts breathing again. If you think about how you try to die to self, and you step on yourself, I want to die, and I can't do it. And 15 minutes later, you're coming back to life, ain't he? Think about what happens spiritually. We think about it, we manage to die to self. Ephesians 4:22 says, "He that put off concerning the former conversation of the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust." We try to put it off. We try to die to that stuff. But he starts breathing. He starts coming back. Paul dealt with it in Romans 7:15. He tells us, Romans 7:15 says, For that which I do, I allow not. For not what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. For what I wish I do, this is sin, the consciousness of sin, it troubles me. He says, I see it. I allow not. I don't desire it. I don't want it. Then he goes, for what I would, the things I desire to do, the things I want to do, things I'm trying to go for, do I not? I don't do it. But what I hate, that do I. Ain't that how we fight in that old flesh, the sinful man? He keeps coming back to life. It's a struggle. It's a, every day I got to fight this. Every day I got to battle this situation. Not His will, I'm trying to fight my own will. I want to do it my way, not His way. Self-denial is not easy, but it's basic Christianity 101. 2 Corinthians 5:15 tells us, and that He died for all, and that which lives should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto Him which died for them and rose again. We know this truth, don't we? We know we need to live for Him because He died for us, because we were bought with a price. Listen, a person get convicted that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and is he saved and accepted and is converted, and he's supposed to live his allegiance to the one who died for him. But no one is forced to follow Christ, are they? It's a choice. Every day are you going to follow Christ. Every day you wake up, tomorrow morning you're going to decide, I'm not going to read my Bible. Am I going to pray? Am I going to pick up my phone and say, where is my phone? I'm going to find my phone, and I lost my phone. I'm going to read it before I read my Bible. I'm going to watch Fox News to see what the world is going, so I'm going to fix it before I read my Bible. Then before you know it, I got no time. I got to go to work. I'm late. I've got no time for it. We fight it, don't we? We find more excuses why we need to do other things. You cannot follow Him without dying to self. You think about the examples here. You read this after 9:23 and you see the transfiguration. They come down the mountain. You see how the Apollos Christians struggle with itself. Or you see that they quarrel some of who's the greatest amongst them. Who's the greatest amongst us? They're dealing with self. Who's greater? Who's greater than this? Or who's got the bigger Sunday school class? Who's got the best church? Or the refusal to work with other groups. Because, you know, that Baptist church, yeah, but we, you know, preachers don't want to go there because y'all may like them and not like me. Listen, I hope you go there and you get challenged and God moves your heart and you come back and say, preacher, I'm going to win 1,000 for you this year. Because it's not about me and it's not about you, it's about Him, isn't it? There you go, see? Now we're getting it. Listen, they want to bring fire down to Samaritan because they refuse to accept Him. You see, the three volunteers wouldn't follow Christ because they had to go back and do their own little thing. Disciples never learned this self-denial. The question, have we learned this lesson? Do I really think self now is necessary to follow Christ? Is it really necessary in my life? If it is, then you need to do it. If it's not, then why are we even talking about it? Man wants the crown, doesn't he? But he wants the crown, but he doesn't want the cross. Man, God, we want God's will and our will too. We want to follow him without self-denial. Listen, we want to save our life and not lose our life, don't we? We don't want to die my will. God, I want to be a doctor. I want to do this. And God said, no, I want you to do this. God, I thought, God, I want to do this. I'm going to go here and do that. And God said, no, it ain't my will. Not my will, but his will. Yeah. Not my desires, but his desires. Hey, Lot, what did Lot's wife kept looking back to see of the world, the things she loved? We want one foot in heaven and one foot in earth. The problem is we don't want to struggle in our life. To be followers of Christ and overcome this, we have to do three things in our life in this verse it teaches here. It's a condition. If any man will come after me, but he said, let him deny himself. It's an inward denying oneself. That means that I'm denying myself for Christ. I'm discarding my own self. I'm saying no to self. I deny myself, but I got to take up the cross. This is like a coin. One side of the coin is denying self, and the other side of the coin is picking up the cross. You got to have both. You got to deny self, but you got to take up the cross. It goes hand in hand. Do you realize that the inward is inward aspect? Do you realize your life is no longer belongs to you? 1 Corinthians 6:20 says you're bought with a price. You were sold under sin, and he shed his blood, and he bought you. You have no right to do what you want. I have no right to do what I want. My purpose in life is to live for him. Folks, I'm supposed to raise my kids for him. Amen. Not for me. Not for my will and desires. It's like trying to get my boy and want him to be the basketball player. No. I want him to be what God wants him to be. My little girl says, well, I don't know what to do. I said, you better find what God wants you to do, not what daddy wants you to do. We realize our life is not longer to us. He's died for us. We need to come down from that throne and cast our crowns to the throne. We need to get to the feet of his feet. The simple thing is we need to start to improve ourselves. We need to be changed. Listen, how people like to change that look like a leaf. I'll flip it over to the other side. It's the same leaf. It's not. He's trying to change us on the outward. He's trying to change the inward. Once you change the inward, that will change the outward. Amen. He calls us not to. Christ does not cause a strike at things, but to self. You know, he allows the Spirit to work in our lives. We fast and we call it self denial. We go to church. We call it denying self. We tithe and we conquer self. We think, but the thing is this. The denying self is yield to the whole life of God's will. It's like the pen of the author. As the pen is writing, there's the hand of God or the author moving the pen to write what it needs to write. You're the pen, you're not the hand. Think about it. The scriptures written by holy men of God, but listen, it was the Holy Spirit of God moving the pen, wasn't it? Everybody's got a different pen, different bar, crayon, whatever you want, but listen, a different character, but God moves that hand. Listen, he's yielding up, brings a deliverance, brings liberty, and brings purpose in life. But you got to change the inward by denying self. But he says this, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross daily. It's the outward expression of the inward change of the heart. James 2:17 says, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead being alone. James 1:22 tells us that be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Listen, we've got to start changing the outward appearance. I mean, I think about Miss Dawana. She invited my wife and I. We stayed at her house. And I remember walking in her home, and you walk in, you see the kitchen, and you got the dining room, and she showed us the living room. Then she showed us, okay, this is the room you guys could stay in. There's a little hallway, and there's a restroom. And she said, there's another bedroom if you want it. But I noticed in that living room, there's another door. I don't know what's behind that door. But she wouldn't let us in that door. For reality, I can understand it's her house. But I want you to think about this. We have God in our lives. We have certain places. God, you can have the living room. God, you can have the kitchen. You can have the dining room. And here's a bedroom for you, God. You can have that, and there's a little bathroom. But this section of the house is not yours. That's not yielded, is it? Okay, God, you can have the bedroom, but you can't have the bathroom or the closet. That's not yielded, is it? The thing is this, we got to realize we yield ourselves to God, and listen, our works is saying, here, God, take it all. Take it all. Take every part of the house. Listen, we need to take up the cross and surrender our actions. We lay aside the old man. Taking up cross is taking the mind of Christ. He said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Not the misfortune, the tragedies in life that we deal with. They all come to the just and the unjust. Listen, it's the thing is the burden. That the things that we know is tough to do, we pick up the cross and go forward. It's hard. I think a brother here, he's sitting there, he's got to make a decision. He's got to make a decision, not his will, not his wife's will, not his kids' will, not the church will, but God's will. Listen, if he doesn't take the cross and say, I'll bear it, maybe I don't want to move, I don't want to go this direction, I got to do this, but it doesn't matter. He's got to do what God wants him to do. So when we pray, say, not his will, but your will, God, because that's the best place to be able to bear that burden upon him. Listen, bearing a burden is like the wing to a bird or the sail to a ship. It goes hand in hand. It goes part of it. Burdens, people have struggles in life. But listen, when you take up the cross and you're following Christ, listen, it's not a burden because he carries that burden for you. But you got to take that cross. You got to take it. Listen to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12. Says, if we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. 2 Timothy 3:12. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. You will go through his troubles. When you're trying to follow in the will of God, you're going to have difficulties. It will come. But you know it is his will. Not yours. You got to pick up that cross, but it doesn't. You got to do it first inwardly. You can say it's not my will. I can bear it where he wants me to go. I can do things that I can't be able to do it without him. But I'm willing to go. Denying the inward of what I want, but outward I'm denying my own self and my purpose in life. I'm giving myself completely to God. It's daily. It's never an ending battle. Joseph, if you remember Genesis 39, verse 10, and it came to pass as she spake, talking about the Potiphar's wife, spake to Joseph day by day that he hearkened not unto her to lie by her or to be with her. Every day that wicked woman dealt with him. Every day she tested him. Every day she tried him. And every day he had to make a decision to pick up the cross and go for it and be a man. Every day. It's a choice. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. 2 Corinthians 4, 16. For which cause we faint not, but through the outward man perish, yet the inward man renewed day by day. It's a daily process. The struggle is real. The struggle is there. But it's a choice you have to make. Am I going to follow Christ? Am I going to pick up my Bible and read? Am I going to do what God has me to do? Can I forsake the things that I want, the news and the TV and my wants and desires, and pick up the cross of what God has me to go for? Listen, we're going to have visitation. You have a choice. You can come or not, but it's a choice you have to make. You come Sunday night. Some choose not to come. You come Wednesday, but some choose not. It's a choice. It's a struggle, battle we deal with. Look, folks, we'll never grow until we start making decisions day by day and saying it's not my will. That battle is self because it keeps picking its head up. We kind of keep killing it, keep stepping on it, still try to kill it. It's going to be there till Christ comes to give us a glorified body. But as you get stronger and stronger, you have more control because you're letting him work it in you. Amen? Amen. then we see, I think of Isaiah 40, 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up wings as eagles. They shall run not I said, run and not be weary, and not walk and not be faint. Or something like that. Listen, they'll make it all the way. Amen. There we go. Listen to this. But they that wait upon the Lord shall what? Renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and shall walk and not faint. Is it true? But there's a struggle. But they that wait and say, I'm trusting you, and I'm going to decide, make some decision. I'm going to pick up that cross. I'm going to do it for him. There's a struggle. Yet we see that it said, but if any man will come after me, and let him deny himself and take up his cross daily, then he goes and follow me. This is a continual resolve of following. This is a press forward to the same goal. Philippians chapter 3, verse 14. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Listen, I have to press. I keep pushing forward. Who said it's going to be smooth sailing? Who said Christianity is easy? What is easy in life? It's a lot easier with Christ, isn't it? Be prepared to be the same cost. Pay the same cost as he did. They kept on following Christ. They said no to self and kept saying yes to Jesus. There was a student in University of Yale, 1905. His name was William Borden. They call him Bill. In 1905, in that time period, he graduated 16 years of age, and his family was very rich, and they gave him a present or prize, and they said, you go around the world. So this 16-year-old boy is rich, and he's traveling across the world and seeing different things. He's in India, and God started burning his heart, started gripping his heart, and he said he wanted to be a missionary. His friends said, you're crazy to be a missionary. But he wrote in his Bible, and he put in his Bible, he said, no reserved. And he went to Princeton University, and they said this boy was fired for God. He started Bible clubs, and he started devotions, and people started praying. And I ain't talking about just little clubs here, but he had prayer meetings. People's lives were changed. People saw a difference in this boy. And this boy grew to become a man. And 4 years later, he came up from a rich family. He had integrity. And listen, they offered him a great job, a good paying job, and he turned it down. And he put no retreat in his Bible. He went to Egypt to study Arabic and Chinese because he wanted to reach the Muslims in China. And I don't think maybe 2 months, less than a year, he got a disease called spinal meningitis. And before he died, it says he wrote in the Bible, no regrets. My friends, we got to have that same thing. No reserve, no retreat, no regrets. Nothing held back. No refusal to do his will and no retreat. David Livingston said this, I am ready to go anywhere provided it's to be forward. I'll go anywhere you want me to go unless it's going forward for Christ. But he made a resolve. No retreat. No retreat. No reserve, no retreat, no regrets. Luke 9, verse 62 said, Jesus said to them, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. The purpose of our salvation to be like Christ. For whom he did foreknow, the Bible says he did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Listen, we didn't get saved to do what our will is. I'm out of hell, I can do what I want. Our whole purpose is to live for him, to be more like him. If I'm still the same way I am in 10 years from today, you should fire me, burn me, kick me out. Because I'm telling you, we need to always grow. I hope in 2 years or a year from today, you'll see a difference. Because my life, it don't matter if I'm a preacher or I'm just a kid or serving for the Lord, I need to always grow. Always make a resolve to go forward for Christ. That's what we're denying ourselves and taking up a cross and follow him. What do you suppose the world would do with Christ today if they saw him today? Would they get around and be excited? Would they be just saying, cheering, oh, there's Jesus, we love him? You see him in the football games, they're kneeling down praying for him all the time, right? You think what you read in a book, you'll do that? My friend, they didn't like him then, they won't like him today, and why do you expect them to like you anymore? When you get more like Christ, they're going to hate you. You get more like Christ, they're going to have a resolve to go at you. But my friends, they see something in you because they see the light of God. You got to be different. You have to make a resolve. Our life should belong to Him and follow Him and do what expect any difference in the world. We've got to face struggle. We've got struggles in our life. We've got to decide, we're going to follow Christ. Am I going to go soul in it? I'm going to go soul in it. Am I not going to go soul in it? At least you, listen, I'd rather God tell me I ain't going to serve God and do nothing for God, and the man tell me he's going to do something for God and don't do it. Think about it. At least I know where the man stands. He may have bad character, but at least I know where he stands. This man, you don't know where he stands. I want somebody to say, I'm going to serve God and bless God. Let's serve God. You know, we're going to have prayer meetings. Let's be at prayer meetings. We're going to go soul winning. Let's go soul winning. And I know your pastor haven't got everything established and set up, but we're going to get it because I see a vision. This church is going to do something, but I can't do it myself. I need you. I need your prayers. You say, preacher, I can't go walking. I think of Brother Benny. He can't walk. We don't got a scooter. But he can come here and pray for the power of God on our lives to reach souls. I mean, we all have a part. We all could do great, mighty things, but it takes all of us. But it's got to be resolved. There are going to be struggles. The flesh will come up. Things will come up. Grandkids will come up. Everything's going to come up. When somebody gets saved, you first thing you tell them, hey, you're going to have a flat tire. Your house is going to burn. But come to church. Amen? Because you know the devil's going to stop, isn't he?
Yeah.
Dying to self is no reserve. Listen, that man made his... What did he do? What did he do? He just went to Egypt and he was just starting to study language and he died. But he made a resolve. No reserves. I'm trusting Him only. I'm not going back. I can have the world, but I'd rather have Him than all this. No regrets. No regrets. There's no regrets. I could have had the jobs. I could be an air traffic controller. I could be the dispatcher. I could make the money, but listen. Your lives and God changing your lives and pleasing the Father, that's no regrets. I want to see these boys grow up and be men. If Brother Shreve saw 10 years and seeing things change, I want to be a part of the Grace Baptist Church history and seeing kids and grandkids and change and serving God. Because there's no regrets in what God does in our lives. But we got to make a decision. Because there are going to be struggles. Expect it, I'm saying. But make a resolve. Make a resolve. No reserves. No regrets, retreats, and no regrets. The question is, are you going to do it? Say, God, I'm sold. That boy was sold. In 1910 or 1911, he was sold out. You don't hear men coming from Yale having sold out like that, do you? It doesn't matter what place it was. It was the same God, same men. God can take us and do the same thing. Let's stand with heads bowed, eyes closed. As the piano comes and listen, I know Grace Baptist Church. Before I got here, you were faithful. Before I got here, you were serving. Before I got here, this church was running and didn't have a pastor. I'm not saying that nobody's doing nothing. I'm saying to you that we have this old stinking nature that keeps coming up. We try to kill it, and it keeps coming back to life. I'm telling you, we got to make a resolve and say, you know, today, day by day, I'm going to serve God. Day by day, I'm going no retreats. I'm going forward and ask God to help us. Because when we get there, it's the only time in glory, but we always got to get there. We need to grow. As the piano plays, and God spoke to your heart, let's make some decisions.